Welcome to the Mum's Night Out podcast. I'm Rachel and I'm back with another quick coffee catch-up, a little five-minute podcast episode to listen to whilst downing your coffee before the baby wakes up, or you have to start work, or head out on the school run. As a busy mum myself, I know how hectic life can be, and some days a quick five-minute coffee break is all you get. So without further ado, pour yourself that coffee, stick in your headphones, and let's have a quick coffee catch-up. Good morning. Welcome back to another coffee catch-up episode of the Mum's Night Out podcast with me, Rachel. I don't know about you guys, but it's been an absolute scorcher of a weekend here. And yeah, loving it. In fact, my son is asking for me to put the swimming pool up. I say swimming pool. It's really a paddling pool, but it's just quite big. he wants me to put the pool up and he's been asking me every day. I'm sort of putting it off because it's going to take me quite a while to put that up and to fill it up. But hey, hey. I am certainly enjoying the sunshine. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about goal setting. This is our focus this month in my membership, the BBLL Club. We have a different focus every month, and this month is all about goal setting. And so I started to think about what is really the most important thing. Like if it was kind of one tip I could give you around goal setting, what's the most important thing? And when I really thought about it, do you know what I realized? The most important point about goal setting is actually knowing what it is you want. And I know that that sounds so silly and so simple, but you'd be surprised in reality how many of us don't actually think enough about this stage of it. We go straight guns blazing into goal setting. We think about, oh, I need to set myself this goal for my business and this goal for my health and this goal for my finances, whatever it is, all the different goals that we want to set. But we don't do the first part of the job. And the first part of the job is thinking about what it is that we really do want. How do we want our life to look like? Do these goals that we're going to set then fit in with the life that we want to lead? And have we really considered that? And most of the time, the answer is no. And so I think it's absolutely crucial to do that first stage, to dream, to have a vision for your life, to think about all the different areas of your life and what it is that you want and how you want your life to look like before you can even begin to set any goals. I understand why we so often don't do this stage is because we're so busy. We're just rushing from one thing to the next, that we feel like we don't even have any time to figure out what it is that we want, let alone get the thing that we want. And I get that, I've been there too, but it doesn't have to be like that. If we can take a small amount of time to get that clarity on what it is that we want, then it can serve us so much better in the long run. And it will mean that any goals that we then do set are aligned to what we want for our lives and how we want our lives to look. And therefore, we're so much more likely to be able to stick to those goals and be able to achieve them. So how do we get that clarity? How do we get to that point of knowing what it is that we want in all areas of our life when we just have no clue and we, you know, don't know where to start? Well, that is the reason why I designed my digital vision board course, because I believe that a vision board is so key and such a great tool for just dreaming, for dreaming again about what it is that we'd love to have and getting clear. And the reason why I love a vision board rather than, you know, just journaling or making a list, a bucket list, all those other things that you can do. The thing I love about the vision board is the visual side of it, because you know that age old saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, did you know that the human brain actually processes images up to 60,000 times faster than words? So if we can create a visual representation of our goals, our dreams, our desires, then I believe that this can then seep into our subconscious on a daily basis. And as many experts believe that you're significantly more likely to achieve those goals if you create a vision board. And the other reason why I love a vision board is because it's just so much fun. It's so much fun to create, just to dream and think about all these lovely things that you want for your life. And to see it in a visual representation is really, really great. And so normally with this course, I normally sell this on my website at £39, but As I was thinking this month about goal setting and I realized just how important this stage of the process is, I really want to help more people to be able to get clearer on what it is that they want in all areas of their life. So I'm going to offer you a very special offer today. It is Tuesday. I'm feeling generous. The sun is out. So I'm going for a good old-fashioned tenner Tuesday offer. So you can grab this course for just £10 instead of the usual price of £39. So it's a great, great offer, but it's only going to be available for about 24 hours. I'm recording this podcast right now. It's about lunchtime on Tuesday the 13th of June, and it'll be available at that price until about 3 p.m. on Wednesday the 14th of June. So if you want to grab yourself a copy of it, then you need to head to rachelbloomfield.com/create-the-life-you-deserve. Don't worry, I will drop that link in the show notes. And then when you head to the checkout, you'll need to enter the discount code Tenner Tuesday, T-E-N-N-E-R Tuesday, or one word, and you can grab that for just £10. The course itself is designed to be able to complete pretty quickly, very easily. I know we're all exceptionally busy, and so I didn't want to create a course that's going to take you days and days to get done. So you can do it at your own pace. It's all completely self-led through videos and downloads. And if you want to do it all in one go, I'd say maybe allow a couple of hours, or you can spread it out and do little bits spread out over a few days as well, if you want to do sort of half an hour at a time or whatever, depending on how much time you've got. But by putting in that little bit of time, I truly believe that if we can get clearer on that vision for our life, then the goals that we set are going to be so much more aligned to that, and we'll be so much more likely to achieve them. So if you take one thing from this episode today, is really about the importance of having that clarity of what we want our life to look like before we even begin any process of goal setting. So I hope that that helps. If you want to grab your course, the link will be in the show notes and the discount code available until tomorrow lunchtime. So have a great day, and I will see you next week.